I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World. A blogger named Hossein Darakhshan was arrested in Tehran on November 1st, 2008. He'd only been in Iran for 2 months. Darakhshan is a dual citizen of Iran and Canada. While in Toronto in 2001, he created one of the first Persian language blogs and became a pioneer of the Iranian blogosphere. It's been a year since his arrest, but details of his case are still murky. Iran has said little about it, and his family has largely kept silent until now. Sarus Farivar reports.
Last week, Hossein's father, Hassan Darakhshan, published an open letter in the Iranian reformist newspaper Salam. It was addressed to the new head of the Iranian judiciary system. In it, he said the family has only had just two short meetings with Hossein, and they have no information about his legal situation. And that's why, a year after his brother's arrest, Hader Darakhshan began speaking to the press. In an interview with The World, Hader Darakhshan told me he can't afford to be silent anymore.
They have told us that it would be better for him, his case would be processed faster if there is no unwanted attention to it. But now I feel that, you know, I've got to do something about it.
Hader Darakhshan says his family still has very little information about his brother. They don't even know what prison he's being held in.
We don't officially know what his charges are. There were rumors in the beginning that his charges are insulting religious figures. And then we heard about spying for Israel. But officially, no, we don't know what they are.
With no real information out there, rumors have run rampant in the Persian language internet. Some even speculate that Hossein Darakhshan was collaborating with the Iranian government and perhaps spying for them. His brother, Hader Darakhshan, denies these charges and says that the family continues to press authorities for more information. The Iranian government isn't speaking about Hossein Darakhshan's case, and the Canadian government isn't saying much either. Canadian officials declined to speak on tape about the case. But Rodney Moore, of the Office of Foreign Affairs and International Trade Canada, sent an email saying Canada continues to press for access to Hossein Darakhshan under international law. He added that Darakhshan's dual nationality makes things complicated for them. And there are other complications in the case. Before he left for Iran in 2008, Darakhshan said something a little surprising to family and friends. One of them was Pedram Moalemian, an Iranian-Canadian living in Los Angeles.
He was convinced that the Iranian government and the judiciary system is a fair and an adequate one, and in case he was arrested, he would be fairly treated and represented. And he made it very clear that if he is arrested, he does not want a big noise made about it outside.
In his early years as a blogger, Darakhshan leaned more towards Iran's reformist camp. He initially wanted to build bridges between Iran and the West. He even traveled to Israel on his Canadian passport in 2006. But Darakhshan began to change his political views. Darakhshan ultimately began supporting Iran's hardline president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, and his policies, says Omid Mamarian, an Iran analyst with Human Rights Watch in San Francisco.
I think Hossein was smarter than that to become a fan of Ahmadinejad. But he was. He was really into the new government and defending their policies. And he was after everybody, like every single person who was into defending human rights issues, like Shirin Ebadi, the Nobel laureate.
Darakhshan didn't just go after Shirin Ebadi. He wrote inflammatory things in his blog about anyone he didn't agree with. He even accused Mamarian of converting to Christianity, which is forbidden under Islamic law. In 2007, Darakhshan got slapped with a $2 million libel case. But Mamarian says none of this should stop human rights advocates from trying to defend Darakhshan's rights.
Hossein's case is a human rights case. You know, no matter what Hossein did and no matter what damages he created for people, he has been disappeared for almost a year. He's trapped and he needs help.
At this point, Darakhshan doesn't have many friends left who are publicly willing to fight for him. For now, it appears Darakhshan will likely continue to remain in an unknown Tehran prison. For The World, I'm Sarus Farivar.